Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Outspoken with White and Jordan. 100% engagement.
It's a total disrespect.
Download, stand well back, listen. Jim White and Simon Jordan.
I don't see that view.
Outspoken with White and Jordan. From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
Hi, this is Jim White, and thanks for listening to Outspoken with White and Jordan. It's a longer episode for you today because myself and Simon welcome Noel Gallagher into the studio. He joined us to reflect on Manchester City's latest Premier League title. Plus, we cover a range of topics from the treble and FFP breaches to the possibility of Oasis getting back together.
Ilkay Gundogan picks up the Premier League trophy. We know that the blue moon isn't rising. It's now the dominant force on the Premier League horizon.
They are champions, deserved champions. And they've got two to go, two massive games. They want to win the treble.
Of course we are there. So now we can, the players can think about it, can visualise it, so it's normal.
Man United, that's going to be some game, that's some FA Cup final.
Inter are going to the Champions League final. Haaland on the money scores! Left footed, Pep Guardiola punches the air!
If they play anything like that, in Inter Milan are going to get absolutely torn apart.
The treble is on, one down, two to go.
Am I happy with that?
No, I'm not! I want more! Saying
he's listening to himself and he's laughing. He's not happy. He wants more. And who is he? He's Noel Gallagher, music icon and Manchester City fan. And he's here in studio, here in Talk Sport, the 17th floor of the news building right beside London Bridge with Simon and myself. Noel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You want more. You do.
I do want more, yeah. But can we just start by, there's been some confusion as to what my surname actually is. So if you're Irish, it's Gallagher.
Yes, we saw
don't
that,
do yeah. We don't do the G. If you're Mancunian, it's Gallagher. If you're from Scotland, it's Gallagher. And if you're Lord Lordy Dore over there, it's Mr. Gallagher.
So I wasn't wrong.
You're not wrong, but in Scotland, Gallagher has a C in it, and in Gaelic or Gallic, it's loosely translated as the supreme being. I don't know whether you know that, Simon.
Is that right?
That is correct. You can Google that when you get on.
This amuses me because you constantly, you just did it, Radrizzini, the owner of Leeds United. It's Andrea Radrizzani.
That's so what?
I mean, just see, your names make news. Noel, really good to have you
Thank
on
you
board.
Very much.
How good was the weekend for you then?
Yeah, I didn't go because I didn't think Arsenal would hand it to us on the Saturday, so I'd made other plans. I couldn't go. I thought we'd get it this week against Brighton or Brentford, but it was it's great, you know. To win it again is just, I mean, it's beyond everybody's wildest dreams. And the fact that Arsenal handed it to us made it a little bit more sweeter because they were celebrating it in January, weren't they? And I just think they've done an amazing job. I think this season, in particular for Guardiola, with all that. Or that he's getting rid of Cancelo and coming up with new formations and the whole charges thing, which I know you're desperate to get into, Simon. I think it might be one of his greatest achievements as to the club, as you know, having Haaland trying to settle in, I think he's done a brilliant job, and congratulations to him all. Thoroughly deserved. You know, when Pep talks about being there, you know, at the end, we were saying to all Arsenal fans, my friends, it's the last six games that count. And if City are there and they're on your shoulder, no one expected Arsenal to turn around and give it to us. But
yeah.
I think once we beat them at the Etihad and beat them convincingly, you could just feel that the air went out of their balloon, and it was just, they'd gone by that point.
Is this the best City team that he's managed to get together?
Well, I don't...
The best ever?
There is this conversation about who's the best, and is it, if they do this, is it better than that? It's just the best now. You know, you're not telling me that team that got 100 points is not special. That team that got 100 points, I'd never seen anything like it. The team that won the league in the first place with Aguero, it was amazing. So if this team wins the two next big games, which we're hoping that they will do, then it'll go down not as one of the best City teams, but one of the best teams of this era and in British football. And it won't be better than United. It'll be the same as United. And this talk about who's better and whose player's better, and you hear it on telly, De Bruyne better than Paul Scholes. There's a level that sportsmen and clubs get to, and there's a few in it. And there's a room which Man United sit on their own. They're the proper treble winners. And if City win these two games, they're going to be in the room with them, saying, oh, well, how's that then? Hey, how are you getting on with that?
So they won't surpass them. They'll be in the same room.
No. We can't. Would United's treble team...
That's a great point.
...stand up against City's? We'll never know. Is Guardiola a better coach than Ferguson? We like to banter with United fans and all that. But you can't prove it, because the teams can't play against each other. You know, City are the best now.
I suppose now it's the manner in which... It's like that Brian Clough analogy, isn't it? When he walks into Leeds United and says, I want to do what you've done, but I want to do it better.
Yeah.
And Don Revy says, you can't do it better. He says, I can do it better. I can win it better.
Yeah.
So if Man City rock into the Champions League and smash into the next life, right, and not get a 2-1 win in the last minute against Bayern Munich, and they then win the FA Cup by smashing Manchester United, or in the order that it comes through, people will argue that their outcomes were more compelling.
Yeah.
But it won't be emulating, it'll just be equaling.
Yeah. And it's such a rarity in English football, the treble. It's only been done once. So this is not nailed on. It's life and death against United.
Yeah.
It's life and death. And if it was any other manager in managing City, I'd think, are they going to just...
Stand up to it.
Just take it down 10% because they're playing in the biggest game of their lives next week. Guardiola won't wear that. They'll be revved up for that game big time. And I just think it isn't better because you can't prove it. You cannot prove it. You're there, it'll be there forever, and it's a rarity. These things don't come along often.
Yes.
Liverpool, one of the best sides we've ever seen, were two games away from an unprecedented quadruple, and they fell down at the final hurdle. So it can happen, but I mean, fingers crossed and Godspeed, and it'll be great.
Where's the biggest challenge going to come from next season, though? As far as City are concerned, who do you think will push you hardest?
Liverpool, United. I don't know. You never know. No one's seen Arsenal coming. No one's seen Newcastle doing what they were doing this season. So you never know. They'd say at City, you would imagine that the biggest challenge will come from within, where it's like trying to keep them. You know, if Gundogan leaves and Bernardo leaves, and new players come in, the biggest challenge, I would say, Pep would say, will come from within themselves, you know. But we don't know. But I hope it is competitive, because we love things going to the last day.
Yeah.
You know, we love it. And if City end up winning this league by 13 points, which is likely, it'll be crazy the way that it was nip and tuck all the way till last week. And then Arsenal just fell off a cliff.
Would you be okay if Gundogan ends up at Arsenal?
He's not going to Arsenal.
No,
he's not. There's no way.
What's he told you?
He's not told me anything. He's not going to Arsenal. There's no way. How would you leave City and go to Arsenal? What for? What for? They can't pay him any more money. They're not going to win anything.
Jesus went there. Zinchenko went there.
Yeah, but they weren't going to get a game.
Arteta went there.
They weren't going to get a game. Arteta went there because he's Arsenal. You know, Jesus ain't going to get a game over Haaland, and Zinchenko ain't going to get a game over Ake. So it was good. It was a good move for them, but Gundogan ain't going to Arsenal. Vinny's not going to Tottenham either. So forget it. It's not happening.
You're quite dismissive of Arsenal in saying that, though.
Yeah, I love it with that lot, because the fans are idiots.
The producer's
right, it's just gone off.
He's a proper idiot as well.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Why the idiots?
They've got more fan channels than any club in the world sport.
This is music.
There's about 1,000 of them. You know, you can't look at YouTube without some fan channel.
They'd argue that you lot can't fill the Etihad.
I know, I was there against Madrid, and the thing is, there's hardly anybody there. You don't have to queue for anything when you get there. Just waltz straight in. Just nobody there. I had 4 seats to myself. I actually was lying down at one point. Lovely. It was quiet. There's just like moseyed on down to get a drink. You know, the
you don't mean that. Arsenal fans are not idiots.
He's being facetious.
You don't mean that.
I know quite a few, and they were giving it the big one in January, February, and they know they were. And I watch enough of their fan channels because it's highly amusing. And they know they were. And, you know, they come out with this, it's good against evil and all the money and all that. And it's just like, suck it up.
I tell you what Arsenal did. They produced the Invincibles, and that is something that Manchester City are yet to do.
Yeah, but that was before people had, you know, cameras on their phones, so it doesn't count.
It's role reversal here. I've just got Frank Warren texting me saying not so much about the idiots, because normally what I get is him texting me giving it the big one over the phone.
Frank's a good boy though, man. I've been in Frank's box.
He's a good lad.
He's a good guy. Are you very comfortable that the treble will be achieved? Are you comfortable that you'll beat United at Wembley? Are you comfortable that you'll win in Istanbul?
No. I think the game in Istanbul is going to be a lot tougher than people think, because the psyche of Italian football and their media and their fans is they will play for penalties, you know, and they're well accustomed to do it. But, you know, on paper, you should win them all. Mm. But, you know, there's the emotion of the derby, you know, there's all that. It's life and death for United. You know, United are now not talking about winning the FA Cup. They're talking about stopping City from winning the treble, which is that was City's attitude 20 years ago to United, you know. So it's amazing how the tables have turned. But and in the Champions League final, I say I think we cannot be as bad as we were against Chelsea, and surely now Pep knows his first team, and if they're all fit and firing, you know, on paper we should get it done. But this is top level football.
Sure thing. Absolutely. You're going to be at the FA Cup final. You're going to be at that.
I'm not going to be at either of them. If you can
you're
believe
not going
it.
To be either.
No.
Of them.
Well, so what happens in my line of work is, when we organise tours, my management and agents are told not to book anything around the Champions League final. So it's usually on my birthday, 28th, 29th of May. So a few months ago, it's put in front of me, this tour starting in America on the 2nd of June. Brilliant. I fly there. Where's the final if we get to Istanbul? I fly from Istanbul. And none of us had factored in the World Cup. And it was like them going, it's been an administrative error, Simon would say.
And because it's later on.
Yeah, because it's later. It's pushed back 2 weeks. And I can't begin to tell you. But, you know, a lot of my friends are saying, oh, can you not cancel the gig and be there? And it's like, well, as long as they win it, I don't care about being there. Winning it is more important than me seeing it.
Would you consider saying to your management, I've got to be in Istanbul. Somehow do something with that gig and that date.
No, I wouldn't let the fans down. They've bought tickets now. No, it's cool. I'm cool with it. I've got, you know, I've seen City win when we won the league with the Aguero moment. I was away on tour for that. And I was amped to be in America, South America there. So the omens are good, but I'm cool with it. I'm gonna be in a bar in San Diego with a load of guys going, go on, you citizens, yep, City. Which might be a bit challenging, but
you'll be thinking about the final though, won't you? You won't be thinking about the performance.
No, not at all. No, mate. If we win that, I'll be going on stage in my underpants that night. Don't you worry about that. With a big cardboard cut out of Haaland. No, it's important that we win it, and then that's a full stop against that particular journey.
Yeah.
And then. But if we don't win it, you know, there's going to be a collective from everybody in English football. So
and inferiority complex, victims complex again.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, well, no, but there is though. I'd be the same if it was anybody. You know, if any English team in the final. You know, and they
don't
get
project your own mean spiritedness across other people's.
No, Simon, it's what I do. It's got me where I am today, and I could say the same to you as well. But I think. Yeah, they're big games for those lads, you know.
Oh, it's a dream, isn't it? It's all set up beautifully, isn't it?
It's
magnificent.
You know, if I thought 12 years ago when there was the takeover that we'd be sitting here, you know, talking about Champions League finals, you'd think they were crazy from where we came from.
Yeah. Who's your all-time favourite City player? I liked Asa Hartford. Remember Asa?
I was with Asa the other night.
Were you?
And yeah, he was up there in at the Madrid game. He's a good friend of my mate Scully, his dad from Glasgow, and yeah, Asa was in there. Funny thing about Asa is, no one's ever called Asa. He's up there with Jesus and Elvis.
It's a great name.
Do you know what I mean? Unbelievable.
Very good name.
I think he explained to me last night where it came from, but I can't remember what he said. But Asa's great, top man.
Yeah.
But my favourite City player, well, for years, Dennis Stewart was crystallised in black and white with the overhead against Newcastle. So he was every, and Colin Bell was the king. But you're going to be, I mean, these players now are just, I mean, they're unbelievable. Like David Silva was just the greatest thing we'd ever seen. And De Bruyne is up there. Vinny, I mean, Aguero, I don't know.
The list is endless.
I couldn't pick them.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation. Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Noel Gallagher, of course, once of Oasis, but now of High Flying Birds. Noel in studio with us here this lunchtime, live in Talk Sport. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you can see Noel with Simon and myself here in the 17th floor of the news building. Mate, you're in for one hell of a tour, are you not? Yeah. I'm looking at the number of gigs on your US tour. Then you're here in the summer, and then the European dates. I mean, honestly, you're gluttons for...
Yeah.
For serious physical and mental punishment here, you know.
It's a great life, you know, to tour the world and play music for, you know, I'm in the middle of a promo thing now, and honestly, I can't wait to get on the plane a week on Wednesday for a bit of peace and quiet, and then I'm done then, and then all I've got to think about is the 2 hours show at the night, and it's a great life, you know. My band are great, and all the, you know, the people that come on tour with me are great. We're a good laugh. There's Scousers, Mancunians, there's Cockneys. We're all football-loving troupe. And, have a great time. Wouldn't change it for the world. And why wouldn't you? You know, I couldn't think of a better way to spend 8 or 9 months of a year. Touring America in the summer is on a bus. I mean, you see it all. It is an amazing, amazing trip.
Just doing what you always dreamt of doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Noel, I've got to say, so many people getting in touch. I really don't know where to start, but I'll start with this one. Dom is a gooner in Surrey. These City fans like Noel, they're full of it. We lost our momentum after we lost William Saliba. But here's the thing. We haven't torn up the FFP rule book to field two first teams. So we know where he's going with that. Yeah. Manchester City are the champions, the Premier League champions, but they're going for another two. They're going for the Champions League, of course, we know that, and they're going for the FA Cup against United. No, where do you stand in this? Because fans of other clubs will constantly tease you about this. Are Manchester City the greatest champions or the greatest cheats?
Well, we don't know, do we? We don't know until on the pitch, the greatest champions. What's going on off the pitch, none of us know. So, I mean, I don't know what the charges are. The fact that there's 115 of them seems a bit petty to me, but, you know, there's got to be one big one somewhere, you know. But I
break them down.
Well, go on then, yeah.
I mean, 50 alleged breaches of Premier League rules over providing accurate financial information, 8 alleged breaches of Premier League rules over manager remuneration, 25 alleged breaches of Premier League rules on profitability and sustainability, 30 over assisting an investigation. So the list is lengthy.
I'll tell you what, it's a good job the music business is not a sport, because I'd be up against it.
I mean, you take them seriously as a City fan.
Well, I don't... Look...
Does it bother you?
What's... Right. There's no point in worrying about it now. The FA and the Premier League have been after City for a while. And... what will be, you know.
How do you mean they've been after City for a
while? Well, there's been talk of, you know, the FFP thing for a while, you know, and I don't know what to make of it. I'm sure that there's the FA and the Premier League have got their people saying that it's this, and I'm sure City have got their people saying it's that. Somewhere in the middle, it will all come out in the wash, and then the sanctions will be whatever they are should City get found guilty, and then we'll all move on, you know. But at the expense of rattling Simon's cage here, I would say to all the Geordies listening, you know, I've heard all the radio this morning about Newcastle and it's great and all that, and it is great and it's wonderful. Wait till you start winning something. And then some balding fool in the Times will look back and go, oh, hang on a minute, it would seem Eddie Howe was given a bag of sweets by an Arab in a bus stop at 2 o'clock in the morning, thus breaching the Premier League's rules saying nobody can have this amount of sweets.
Let me speak.
You asked me to come on this show, right?
Because you keep bothering me of your opinions.
I don't bother you at all.
On you go. Finish
and
your
it's
point.
Like, you know, once you start winning something, the atmosphere will change, you know, but it won't. It doesn't make the winning of it any less special. What are they going to do, strip City of the titles?
Yeah, but are you worried, Noel, that winning of things will end up tainted?
Not to me. I know what I felt. I know what I seen the day against Aston Villa. I was there. I know what I seen. I know what I seen against Real Madrid. I know what I seen. So what will be, will be. And I'll tell you this. If whatever the heaviest sanction could be, you know, like Liverpool, Arsenal and United fans are hoping to get booted out of the league, that club will be supported more. I was at that club in the third division when we got 32,000 every single week. And we loved it. We went there because it's our club. It's our club. We're not there for the trophies. We're not there for the glory.
It's hard to argue with,
no,
surely.
No. There was a hardcore of that support, 32,000. We won nothing.
Paul Dacre scored a goal against Chesterfield. We all know the story.
That's hard to argue with.
And that's
fair.
Fine. They were a big football club in that respect, and they dropped down two leagues and landed in League One, got themselves back up again. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking about the nature of being at the top end of the pyramid. What Noel's indulging is a victim's complex, is that people are suggesting that because they're winning something, they won after them. This isn't something that's a debate. They've been sanctioned. They were sanctioned in 2011 or 2012 for breaching financial fair play. They took a £60 million fine. It got reduced for good behaviour down to 20 minutes. This is not a debate.
I paid half of that.
You did, one tour. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, absolutely, out of the royalties.
No way will it ever be tainted. If you get this treble, you're never going to look back and think, look at what they've done to us now.
Look, it'll be tainted in the eyes of Inge and Brackett, you know, Carragher and Neville, those pair of clowns.
Chuckle Brothers.
The Chuckle Brothers. And it'll be tainted in Arsenal fans' eyes, but who cares? I don't care. I'll pay the fine.
Which one's Inge and which one's Brackett?
Brackett and Inge. Gary Neville is Brackett and Jamie Carragher's Hinge. Inge and Brackett. Yeah.
Okay, you know it's there. You know the charges are there, but life goes on. That's the way you're looking at
it. Well, we don't. It's like you're innocent until proven guilty, right? So it's all hot air now. You know,
Should City fans like no care?
No, not really, because why should they? They can't bat other people's. They can't fight other people's agendas. I've never had a problem with City on the field. Combination of two things there. With City on the field, I don't like the stance. If you're not guilty of something, clean it up. Clear it up. Stop using economic might and tactics of subterfuge and redirection and misrepresentation to be able to overcome. If you've done nothing wrong, and giving someone a dual contract and running one set of salaries through one set of books another is not giving someone a packet of gobstoppers at a bus station.
That's what they call it, good business sense, Simon, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, well, there you go then.
If Raffles is your business partner.
Okay, we've covered
good
it.
Good boy, Raffles.
Download, stand well back, listen. Outspoken with White and Jordan. From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport. If I had a gun, I'd shoot a hole into the
sun. Love would burn this city down for you. Recognise that voice, do we not? It is Mr. Noel Gallagher. And of course, the new album coming out, Council Skies, is released on June the 2nd. And I'm delighted to say that Noel is with us live in studio with Simon and myself here at TalkSport. Noel, tell me the front cover of the album.
Yes.
Give me a story about the significance of that and describe it for us.
Well, the album's called Council Skies. And the original idea was to have some shots of some council estates all over the country, and when that became a bit of a tall order, I said, let's just do them in Manchester, and then I happened to be up in Manchester one weekend, and I'd never been to where Main Road was since it was demolished. I'd never been there, and we kind of drove past and got to where, and they'd kept the centre circle, and they'd built a housing estate around it, a council estate, and I thought, this is just amazing. And So I thought well, we'll shoot it here. And there's an old album cover by Pink Floyd, an album called Umma Gumma, where they've got all their equipment set out in an arty style. And I thought we could marry the two ideas. And yeah, it was a funny all day. It was we got there setting up the equipment. There's people coming out of their houses going, "I hope you're not going to be making any bloody noise there."
And then it's, "Oh, it's you."
And then they see me and they were like, "Are you doing a gig here?" And I was like, "No, I'm just doing a photo shoot." But
does that give you a lot of satisfaction when you create something like this?
Yeah, well, Main Road is a special place to all City supporters, and when we had to call the council, and Andy Burnham, top man, greased the wheels, and that was it. And it was a beautiful day. We were going up there, and it was poetic. It was Tuesday morning, and there was light drizzle in the air in Manchester. It was a beautiful Manchester morning.
Excellent.
And yeah, we were in and out, and it's great. You know, it's Main Road is significant for me on a personal level with the gigs that Oasis did there, and obviously the place where I first went and watched football. You know.
Yeah, we're getting calls coming in from every part of the planet, I've got to say. We mentioned that Noel and his band are heading off to the USA June the 2nd. It all starts at Auburn, near Seattle, the White River Amphitheatre. And there afterwards, a huge number of gigs. But Christy is calling in from San Diego. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well indeed. Christy, I'm Jim White. Simon Jordan's beside me. But you don't want to talk to us. You want to talk to Noel Gallagher, right?
I actually do. Thank you for having me on. I am the chair of the San Diego branch of the Manchester City Official Supporters Club. And my branch asked me to get up at what is now 4:30 in the morning and try and call in to invite Noel to watch the Champions League final with us, if he would be interested. I don't know if he already has plans, but if he doesn't, he would be more than welcome to join us at our bar and watch with us.
There you go. Here he is, Christy. Go for it.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrified to be talking to you.
Oh, really? Oh, so my reputation precedes me. Simon's far worse.
I am a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. Well, I didn't have plans, but I do now. So you'll have to give me some kind of address, and then I'd love to come and watch it with you lot. It'd be great.
That would be amazing. Do you want me to pass it on to the producers off air? Or
that's right.
Should I tell you where we're watching it?
I wouldn't do it on air. I wouldn't do it on air if I were you.
I did not want to do it on air.
No. If you just give it to one of the producers, and then he'll pass it on to my guy, and then somebody will email somebody, and that'll be that. And then I will grace you with my presence.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing you and welcoming you to our bar.
How many are you in San Diego?
In San Diego, week in, week out, there are about 8 of us. That week, there will be a lot of extra people to turn up because there are always people who turn up for the big ones.
Okay.
I'm guessing we'll have a crowd of about 100 that day.
Okay, great. I'd love to. Yeah.
So you're going
to
do this, are you?
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'll do it. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be there.
Brilliant.
You've
okay.
Made my week. I'm Chris, stay. Meeting my husband for his birthday for this. So.
you stay in the line. We'll finish the call now, but you stay in the line. And you're going to speak to some of our people here. Christy, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Go back to bed.
I'm going back to bed now. Thank you.
I don't think she's going to sleep. That is for sure. I mean, do you love when things like that happen? Just like impromptu.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any plans of watching it. It's in America. It's weird because each state has a different carrier for whatever channel it's on. So I have a guy that's on tour with me, Phil Smith, who I've known for way over 30 years, who's one of his jobs on tour is to find out where these matches are on, and we go and watch them. And the FA Cup final is going to be at 7 in the morning, but the Champions League final will be at midday. But yeah, I'll go to that bar and watch it. Yeah.
Brilliant. You know how you absolutely love this club. Have you ever spoken to Khaldun Al-Mubarak about being part of it? I mean, being part of it.
No, they don't need me. I remember once in the 90s when Franny Lee owned the club, he was trying to get Oasis to invest in the club, right? I remember going for a meeting with him at the training ground, and one of these, like the marketing people, then had this idea that they had no official number one in the squad, right? And they were saying, so we got this idea, whereas we sign you and we have an official jersey with Gallagher on the back. And I was saying to Franny Lee, you do know that I will turn up for training and I will fight for my place. And he was going, it's just a marketing thing, son, it's a marketing thing. But I've never wanted to get involved in football. There was a time when Oasis were massive and City were at their lowest and would you do something? I was like, you don't need people shouting at you on the terraces, Gallagher out and all that. I just want to be a fan. You know what I mean? That's all I am, is a fan.
Yeah.
And when I go up there to City, they ask me to do various things for the social media and all that, and I don't mind that. But I'm just a fan. When I see the players and Guardiola, I'm just like,
is it true when you were a kid you used to wash the car of the Man United players?
No, that was the other fella.
Who?
Liam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Liam was a valeter for United's, which I always thought a bit of their DNA rubbed off on him somehow. Because he never goes to the City matches. I never see him there anyway.
Did you approve of him doing that at that time?
No, we mocked him relentlessly. I've never let him forget it. Yeah, that's where his love of Eric Cantona came from, which has always been a bit suspect for me.
So why was it City and not United for you?
Well, I was born in Longsight, and from my bedroom you could see the floodlights from Main Road. And it was just, that was the local team. And it's the one good thing that my dad ever did was he took us to City first, because in where we come from, if you support one, you can't support the other, and that's it. You know, so we used to walk to Main Road, and we used to go and see the City players train at Platt Lane, and it was just my local team, and that was it. And
you remember the first game you ever went to?
I did. I do remember it. I don't remember it vividly, but it was 1974. It was against Newcastle. We were at home. We won 5-1, and I can remember Malcolm McDonald scoring the one off the underside of the bar. Yeah, but I remember I was fascinated with the kippax and the singing of the songs. And I often think that's where my anthemic kind of thing came from. And it's funny. It's like, it's, you know, when it's your club, you can't really have a perspective on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you miss those days? No.
No.
Pre the Mansour ownership.
I miss the days of being anonymous on the terraces and just being one of the fans. Now when I go to City now, I go in a box and, you know, and it's all great in the chairman's lounge and all that. But when I go away, I'll go on the terraces just with the fans. My lads love that even more because they love, you know, the swearing and I'm like mad guys and something, you know. And but City fans, I don't get nostalgic for being in the third division. This is it. When they first took over. And I don't know if you remember, there was a guy who was fronting it and he was giving it the big one on the telly saying, we're going to sign Messi and Ronaldo and all this. And I was thinking, oh, is this just another comedic episode of Manchester City? But then when I met Khaldun, it was like, oh, these guys are serious, you know. Mm. And then there was one afternoon, a team trotted out at the Etihad and it had Vincent Kompany in it, David Silva, Yaya Toure, Sergio Aguero, Nigel de Jong, Gareth Barry, and was like, actually, this is on now, you know. And ever since then, it's been, you know, they made good on their promises, you know, and they've been astonishing for the area and for the city, and you know.
And what about United this season? Under Ten Hag, what do you make of what the neighbours are doing across the city?
You know, look, nobody is under any illusions that when Pep leaves, that's it. You have to roll the dice again. If any Man United fan thought that United were going to carry on after Mr. Alex Ferguson, right, then they were living in cloud cuckoo land. It's cyclical. I remember growing up in the 70s and 80s where I could never, ever, ever believe that Liverpool would never win the league ever again. They were just so good. Anfield was such a place. John Barnes, all the, you know, Ian, all those great players. It was inconceivable that they would go 30 years without winning the league. Inconceivable. In the 90s, it is inconceivable with that team that you would say they'd be 10 years without winning a league or whatever it is. But that's football. You know, Newcastle are coming. The most important person at our club is Pep Guardiola. Once he's had enough and he walks, then you roll the dice again. And, you know, it won't be as stable as this, I wouldn't have thought, unless they get it right again, which is, you know, what the law of averages and that. But United are...
You just feel blessed to have lived through the Pep era.
Good Lord, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel, absolutely. It's just been... You know, we all admire, as football supporters, we all admired him from afar anyway. That Barcelona team was something to behold.
Sure.
And when the news was coming that he was coming to our club, was like, oh my God, you know, this is going to be far out. And He's been everything that you hoped he would ever be, more.
Do you have nightmares, Noel, that United might be the ones, if they win the FA Cup final, that stop the treble?
Well, winning the league took the pressure off. If I was have to give up one of those trophies, it would be the FA Cup. As long as you win the Champions League, the treble, it's a rarity.
It slays that dragon, doesn't it? It takes away that argument that Man City can't go to the top table because they haven't won the Champions League.
If we have to give up the FA Cup to win the Champions League, but I want it all. I want it all. Mm. And I want four in a row next season.
Yeah.
And I'd like to retain the Champions League should we win it. And, I mean, this team is capable of anything. With that guy up front and the guy in the dugout, it's capable of anything.
We'll talk about that in a second. Everybody is listening to this far and wide. Ian Ayre, remember Ian Ayre, Managing Director at Liverpool?
Indeed.
Ian's just getting in touch. He's over in America, of course. Tell
Noel, free tickets.
I'll be watching him. I'm going to the gig in Franklin, Tennessee. But here's the thing. Is he prepared to wear a Liverpool shirt?
Me?
Yes.
Good Lord, what for?
Exactly.
Well, he would like you to.
Okay, what you like? I've got the guy that stands to my right, my bass player Russ, and my guitar tech, the guy that looks after my life on the road, are both staunch Liverpool fans. You couldn't be any more red. And when us and Liverpool were going for the title, it got tricky on tour, you know what I mean? We weren't allowed. We'd watch the game separately,
right?
And not allowed to say anything afterwards for interband harmony. And there was one night where they knocked us out of the Champions League. We were in Milan. We were watching it together, and bass player celebrated a bit too much for my liking. I was like, okay, I let him have his day, right? And then when they played Madrid in the final, and he was like, can we go on stage later that night? And I was like, no, we're going on stage. And he had to watch it early on an iPad while I watched them with him get battered by Madrid.
And you loved it.
And me and my mate Phil Smith in the dressing room afterwards, who's a City fan, were drinking champagne going, payback, eh? Roughing it, eh?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Has been in studio with Simon and myself here at TalkSport as we head into the home straight. It's 10 to 1 this Tuesday lunchtime. Noel, thank you so much for being with us. This is on page 19 of The Sun. What about this? Your handwritten lyrics for Wonderwall apparently going under the hammer today. Expected to fetch up to $2,500.
Yeah, well, I can assure you now that those aren't the lyrics, because...
Are they the lyrics?
No, because when it's my handwriting. I'll tell you what's happened here. When all those, no one had heard the songs when we went to do Morning Glory, so it's one of the great regrets of my life. We didn't know what Oasis was about to become, and I threw all those lyrics in the bin. I just didn't think anything of them when they were all finished. They are ones that were written out for, it would have been for some tour afterwards or something like that. They're not the original lyrics because they've gone in the bin.
Because the original lyrics, you would think, would go for a hell of a lot more than £2,500.
I'd be pretty upset if it was a couple of grand. But there's definitely my handwriting, but I've seen that. I think that they're, when you see them, I think they're photocopies.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff that you see knocking around on the internet that it's terrible when you meet people and they say, oh, I bought this on the thing, and you just... I'm sorry, but that's not the real one. I'm like, well, hang on a minute, the guy in the pub said it was, you know. But
no, we're setting an argument in here. Wonderwall, who is it about?
Well, right, I heard you going on about this in the thing. When I wrote it, and then we did the cover and it came out, there's a girl on the front of the cover who used to work in creation offices. Oh God, I can't remember her name now. Anyway, she was like long blonde hair. She looked like my then wife Meg Matthews. And then when doing the interviews for the thing, and they said, oh, is this just about your wife? And how do you say no? You know, so I was like, yes, it is. You know? But it's not about anyone in particular. It's about just a generic kind of, which is why it's so popular, I guess. It's a generic kind of... So yeah, I mean, most of my great songs are about the universal truths of life. They're not really that autobiographical.
Most of my great songs, I love that.
I know, I've only done about.
Are you rightly really proud of what you've written?
Oh God, there's not a day goes by where I don't hear it on the radio or get asked about. It's like young lads who were babies when we split up, you know, will come up to you and they're into it so much, do you know what I mean? And it's like changed their lives. They got it from their older brother and all that kind of thing. And it's honestly, it's an amazing thing. It makes me think that we did something really, really timeless and special. Mm. And actually we did something that none of us were actually aware of at the time. You know, we were just in a band and we did this thing and we were just going from one thing to the next. And since we broke up, you have a lot of time to take a step back and, you know, and when I do my own gigs, they're great. But then when you do those songs, there's something else. You know?
Yeah.
It's like when you go and see them, you know, the greats like McCartney, for instance, it's like, and he does his wing stuff and his new stuff and it's great. But then when he does, you know, the stuff, it's kind of like it's a different.
Yeah, so that's a great question for you, Noel. If Noel was to take three tracks to the Noel Gallagher time capsule,
Supersonic, it's my favourite Oasis tune because of how it came to be. We were in a studio one night and Alan McGee wanted us to record this particular song for our debut single and we weren't getting it right. And somebody said, just go write a new one. And I went in the back and I wrote it in about half an hour. We recorded it in one night and it was a timeless little piece of magic. And then Don't Look Back in Anger for what it's become. You know, when I wrote that song one night in Paris, if I'd have known what it would become, I'd never have finished it. Because how could you even write a song that, you know, 30 years later has turned into some kind of hymn, you know? And then I would always go for a new one. There's a song on my new album called Dead to the World, which is pretty personal, which I love. But, yeah, I mean, I've written so many great songs. It's hard to choose.
You have. Which brings me to this. Are you going to get back with him?
Well, I put it out there. He won't call. I mean, he should call me because he's like, he's forever going on about it. You'd have thought by now he'd have some kind of plan. And, you know, he should, if he's got a plan, he should get someone to call. He doesn't even have to speak to me. He won't speak to me. I know he won't speak to me. He's a coward. Right. So he should get some of his people, his agent, to call my people and say, look, this is what we're thinking. And then we'll have a conversation about it. Until then, he's been a little bit disingenuous with his fans.
I mean, I was never an Oasis fan. I've become actually more appreciative of your music as the years have gone past.
I knew there was always something wrong.
No, mate. Listen, I didn't listen to it. I mean, Jim was a Blur fan, always a Blur fan. I was a little bit more Richard Ashcroft-y. But I was always, the Specials were my thing. That's why I got them back together.
Yeah. We're not caring about you. Great.
No. But I'm saying to him, does he want to get back? Do you want to do it?
I've always said that, you know, things are best left in the past. But if he is... The thing with Liam is you read these things every day. He's saying on his thing, it's happening. So he gets people's hopes up, right, all over the world. And then I get asked about it and I have to look like saying, well, it's news. And I have to look like I'm, you know, dropping a big foot on it. Call me. Right, let's see what you've got to say.
Why won't he?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you get him in?
He was in here not that long ago, and he was brilliant in this place. He was chatting to everybody, and I half thought of asking him.
Yeah, you should do. People ask me enough, but I mean, he's you can't do anything more than that.
It's 30 years of definitely maybe next year.
I suspect that he doesn't want to do it, but he just likes saying that he does want to do it. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got his own thing going on. He's selling out Nebworth and all that kind of thing. What does he want to share it with me for? I'm cool with what I'm doing. He's smashing it. You know, why be disingenuous with people? You know it's not happening. And if you've got a plan, give me a ring.
So you're open to it if he gets
to a phone call for a conversation. Yeah. Other than that, stop playing with the kids. It's not fair on the fans. It's not fair.
See, I have a man right here who puts people back together, like the Specials, as he mentioned.
Right.
So, come on. You could be the Perez de Cuellar of this deal.
Yeah, but I'd have to be invested, you see. I'm not invested. I think they were a wonderful band. I think Noel was a great songwriter, but I wasn't an Oasis fan, so it's wasted on me.
What utter nonsense, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
Simon, it's honest.
Like I say, I always knew something that was wrong about Simon, and that is it.
Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
I know you listen to this thing.
I listen to the show every day, and that guy there, I text him with hand-clapping emojis quite a lot, because what he does say is... And it's a weird thing with Simon, because when he's going in on other clubs, you're like, yes, get in. And when he's going on your club, you're like, oh, come on, mate. Back it in. But I have to say, there's a lot of people. I go on the terraces with the City fans, and he's got a lot of respect from the football community.
That's kind, Noel. I know that. Thank you, mate. That's kind.
Lovely. Good for you. Noel, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been brilliant having you here. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you very much. I'm coming to San Diego, City fans.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation. Outspoken with White and Jordan. From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
Thanks for listening to Outspoken with White and Jordan. Please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back each weekday to bring you the best of the show.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.